This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai today. Mr. Modi will attend the India Maritime Week IMW 2025 that is underway at the NESCO Exhibition Centre. More than 85 countries and 1 lakh delegates and over 500 exhibitors are participating in the India Maritime Week. The 5-day IMW 2025 that began on Monday witnessed deliberations by policy makers, thought leaders and maritime experts across port infrastructure, green energy and defence shipbuilding. Severe cyclonic storm Monta crossed the Andhra Pradesh and Yanam coasts between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam last night, clocking wind speed of 90 to 100 km per hour. India Meteorological Department IMD said Monta has weakened after making the landfall. More from our correspondent.
Cyclone Monta caused major damage in Srikakulam, Vijayanagaram, Visakhapatnam, Anakapalli, Nellore, Konasima and Kakinada districts. One person died in Konasima after a tree fell in the strong winds. More than 38,000 hectares of crops and 1.3 lakh hectares of horticulture fields were destroyed. Over 76,000 people were moved to safer shelters. The government set up more than 3,000 relief centers and 200 medical camps. 11 NDRF and 12 SDRF teams were on the ground for rescue and repair works. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is supervising relief operations to the Real Time Governance Society. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Odisha, Cyclone Monta's outer bands brought torrential rain and winds through southern districts of the state, including Gajapati and Ganjam. However, there were no reports of any casualty and major damages. The campaigning for assembly elections in Bihar will gain momentum from today. With the culmination of Chhath festival, several prominent leaders and star campaigners will address public rallies across the state. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Grand Alliance will hold election rallies today. Following the release of the Mahagathbandhan's manifesto, the war of words between the leaders of the ruling and opposition alliances has intensified. The Union Minister for Labour, Employment, Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, will deliver this year's Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture in New Delhi this evening. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, will also be present on the occasion. As a mark of respect to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was India's first Information and Broadcasting Minister, Akashwani hosts the annual Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture. The lecture series started in 1955 and the first lecture was delivered by C. Rajagopalachari. The recording of this lecture will be broadcast across the entire network of Akashwani on the occasion of Sardar Patel's birth anniversary observed on 31st of October. Cyprus Foreign Affairs Minister Konstantinos Kombos will arrive in New Delhi today on a 3-day visit to India. He will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and deliver a lecture at Sapru House. The visit follows Prime Minister Modi's June trip to Cyprus this year, which produced a joint declaration outlining a roadmap for deeper strategic cooperation and stronger EU-India relations. Israel Defense Forces carried out airstrikes in Gaza, killing 9 people after accusing Hamas of violating a US-brokered ceasefire. The strikes followed Prime Minister Netanyahu's order for forceful action. Defense Minister Israel Katz warned Hamas would pay a heavy price. However, Hamas has denied attacking Israeli forces and accused Israel of breaching the truce. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy will launch the 14th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. The Coal Ministry said that the auction aims to promote ease of doing business, attract diverse investments and encourage wider industry participation. The first T20 of the 5-match cricket series between India and Australia will be played at Manuka Oval in Canberra today. The match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both teams last faced off each other in this format in the Super 8 stage of the T20 World Cup 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.